From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Prosecutor says co-pilot deliberately crashed the Airbus A320. The German wing's co-pilot appears to have deliberately crashed his aircraft into the southern French Alps, but the action does not appear to be a terrorist attack. For VOA, Lisa Bryant reports from Paris. That appears to be the preliminary conclusion into the cause of Tuesday's crash, based on information from one of the aircraft's black boxes.
Marseille prosecutor Brice Robin says German co-pilot Andreas Lubitz was alone in the cockpit when he deliberately took the German wing's craft off autopilot and activated the descent that led to it crashing into a mountainside on Tuesday.
Alors, il a donc actionné ce bouton.
At a press conference in Marseille, Robin said that at this point of time, the most plausible explanation was that the co-pilot wanted to deliberately destroy the plane. A report by the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board concluded it was because of a co-pilot manipulation of the airplane controls, but did not use the word suicide. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Iraqi forces carried out operations to recapture the city of Tikrit on Thursday, hours after warplanes from the U.S.-led coalition launched airstrikes on Islamic State targets in the city. An Iraqi military officer told the Associated Press that clashes intensified as Iraqi troops and special forces moved toward the center of Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's hometown. Iraqi warplanes also launched airstrikes on positions of the Islamic State militants in Tikrit. Wednesday's airstrikes by the coalition began after Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi requested support for a month-old offensive. This is VOA News. Saudi warplanes bombed key military installations in Yemen on Thursday while leading an offensive involving Gulf Arab allies and others in the region in support of internationally backed President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi. The airstrikes targeted sites around the main airport in the capital, Sana'a, and damaged homes in the area. Iran, which backs the Shiite Houthi rebels trying to oust Mr. Hadi, called the operation a dangerous step that will worsen the crisis in Yemen. But a senior Iranian official ruled out military action. Houthi health officials say at least 18 people were killed, 24 others wounded in the Saudi airstrikes. President Vladimir Putin told top officials of the Federal Security Service on Thursday that Russia must grow stronger, accusing the West of trying to destabilize the country. Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine a year ago and has backed separatists in the eastern part of the country. In response, the United States and European Union have imposed sanctions on Russian officials and businesses. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif resumed their negotiations on Iran's nuclear program Thursday in Switzerland, entering into the final days before a self-imposed deadline for a framework agreement. Ahead of the meetings in Lausanne, a senior State Department official told reporters that the U.S. can see a path forward to get to agreement by the March 31st deadline. Nigeria's president and his main challenger have released a statement pledging to respect the outcome of Saturday's election, as long as it is free, fair, and credible. Bishop Matthew Hassan Kuka, a member of Nigeria's National Peace Committee, read the statement for reporters in Abuja. The candidates also called on Nigerians to refrain from violence or any acts that may jeopardize the election's credibility. Afghan Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah says Afghanistan and the United States have begun a new chapter in their relations, as he and President Ashraf Ghani continue their first visit to the U.S. since the formation of a power-sharing government. And an independent report is calling on the FBI to accelerate improvements to its intelligence-gathering efforts, first called for after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks in the U.S. The report by the 9/11 Review Commission says the top law enforcement agency in the United States has made significant strides in the years since then, especially in sharing intelligence information with other agencies. But it says FBI has failed to establish an integrated intelligence gathering unit that equals the efforts of the Bureau's crime-fighting duties. I'm Bob Doty, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.